just for women. Listen to Mrs. Waite speak from her heart to your need. Pause a moment and care. Just for Women is an unusual broadcast for women in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. Yvonne Waite deals biblically with the many issues facing women today. The Bible tells the older women to speak the things which become sound doctrine, and teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Listen now to Mrs. Waite speaking just for women.
Hi, girls. How are we? Made lower than the angels to suffer death, Christ came. My Lord came down from heaven to bear the cross of shame. He came into a manger, born of a virgin mild. The angel told his advent, the human holy child. Poor shepherds saw him lying upon a woman's breast. They bowed in adoration, for they were purely blessed. Wise men of East took journey and traveled from afar. They watched his sign in heaven, the guiding Eastern star. O wondrous natal hour, when God set forth his Son, so loved the world he gave him to save the lost undone. Angels from the realms of glory, wing your flight o'er all the earth. Ye who sang creation's story, now proclaim Messiah's birth. Come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King. Shepherds in the fields abiding, watching o'er your flocks by night, God with man is now residing. Yonder shines the infant's light. Come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King. Into a world aloof and cold, the loving Savior came, born in a stable all alone with nothing of rank or fame. The poorest of shepherds beheld him there, and cattle stood mute by his bed. The dear Son of God was born in a barn, and there he cradled his head. Into the body prepared by his Lord, he wearied and hungered and cried. In likeness of flesh he walked to the cross, and there he suffered and died. The dead and away 3 days and 3 nights, the tomb could not hold dear God's Son. He rose and ascended, and now lives on high, a proof that his work here was done. Now living in me, who believed and was saved, abiding and taking control, this wonderful one who was born in a barn is my Savior and keeper of my soul. Praise God. Gertrude Sanborn wrote those poems. Weren't they wonderful? Wonderful poems that she wrote about in all manners. She has this book called With Tears in My Heart. I've told you about that before. Now, I want to continue talking to you about my daily blessings. It's my daily Bible blessings from my daily Bible reading. It's a 661-page book that I wrote last year, and I wish you could have it. I'd like to give it to you, but I feel that I just can't give it to you. But you will want to have it for a gift of $15. It's usually for a gift of $30, and you just plus postage $7. If you can't afford the postage, just send me $15 as a gift to the Just for Women broadcast, and tell the people that answer 1-800-JOHN-10-9. That's the order number, 1-800-JOHN-10-9, and ask them, and tell them that Mrs. Waite offered this book without the postage, just for $15, a gift of $15, to cover the expenses of the book, and they won't charge you any more. The year before I wrote my daily Bible blessing, I rediscovered a little red book. It was filled with sayings and thoughts and biblical blessings from my mother's dedicated pen. It was her own handwriting, and it was in her handwriting. Her name is Gertrude G. Sanborn. She was born in 1904 and died in 1988. I read you some of her poems at the beginning of this broadcast. You remember her. She is referred to in my daily Bible blessings as GGS. I began reading her little red book at the beginning of the year 2008. I read one devotional comment every day of that year. What a blessing they were to my soul. What a comfort. You see, in April, and I've told you this before, in the year 2008, the same time, the year that I was reading my mother's little red book, our second-born son, David William Waite, went home to be with the Lord. Though he had many medical problems, his death was sudden and unexpected. Mother's words comfort me daily, all year. What a daily Bible blessing. Now, I'm going to read to you, because I spent some other time reading poetry and singing. I want to get right to the daily Bible blessing for Luke 2:42 to Luke 4:36. Remember, if you want a yearly Bible reading schedule, just ask me for it and I'll send it to you. The verse here is Luke 4:22, and the thought is his father's business. Gracious words were proceeded out of his mouth. That's the Bible verse. When my husband, Dr. Waite, and I were in Jerusalem many years ago, our guide told us that boy children stayed with their mothers when they came to Jerusalem's Wailing Wall. That is, they stayed with their mothers until they were 12 years old. After that, after they had their bar mitzvah at the age of 12, they accompanied their fathers at the wall. It was impressive. Near the wall, the Wailing Wall, where the Jewish boys rocked back and forth, men prayed as well as the teenage boys. After putting a small rolled piece of paper, prayer paper, into a wall's tiny crack, they would pray. They wept. They chanted. I have been told that Jews today at the Wailing Wall are praying for the Messiah to come. Of course, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, he has already come, but they do not recognize that the one they crucified so many years is he of whom the prophets spoke. In Jesus' day, the wall around Jerusalem was intact. When we were there, and even today, only a small portion of that wall is left standing. I recall festive people nearby playing instruments of praise in celebration of recently bar mitzvah boys. Those lads would have been 12 years old, just like Jesus was in today's reading. The boys were dressed in brilliants. Probably it was a prayer shawl that I remember. Big scrolls with holy words were carried by specially appointed men. That day, over to my left shoulder, higher above where I was standing, and behind the men, the women stood with their children and their sides at their sides, watching. In Luke 2:42, we read that Mary and Joseph attended a feast in Jerusalem every year. Jesus went with them that particular year. Maybe he went every year, I don't know. It was a time of joy and gladness. I do not know if it was the feast of Passover and unleavened bread, or the Feast of Weeks, I don't really know, Pentecost, or the Day of Atonement, or the Feast of Booths, the Tabernacle, but Jesus was there. Meeting together yearly for their feasts was required by the Lord God. It was what Jews did. They remembered him. Every feast had a special meaning. Trumpets were blown. Memories were stirred. Perhaps with his new 12-year mindset, Jesus walked freely into the temple. I don't know. He found himself in the section where scriptural discussions and teaching of the law commenced. It was then that he sat down to listen to the brilliant temple teachers. Jesus was there too, day and night, for 3 days, answering difficult theological questions. I don't know for sure where he slept, do you? Probably on a pallet out under the stars. The doctors there were astonished at his understanding. How unusual for a 12-year-old boy. How unusual. Well, in the meantime, Mary and Joseph were plodding along toward Nazareth, their home. Probably Joseph was busy with the luggage as he talked with the other male travelers. There was always men talk and plans for their homeward journey. Mary, busy with the children as well as chatting with her friends, noticed that Jesus was not with her. She assumed he was with Joseph. After all, he was 12. I think she may have been pleased that he was with his father and the men. Of course, Joseph was not his father. He just was his earthly father, or his sort of custodial father, because God was Jesus' father, remember? It was good for Jesus to be with the men, Mary thought. Soon Jesus would shoulder more responsibility in the carpenter shop. The more Jesus handled the work, the more money would come for bills and food, and maybe goods for curtains, too. The truth was, Jesus had to do his heavenly Father's business. We read that in Luke 2:49. In manhood, Jesus was an educated man. We read about that in Luke 4:16. Right there in Nazareth, where the carpenter shop was, Jesus taught in the synagogue. He read from the Hebrew scroll. See Isaiah 61:1, explaining that the Spirit of the Lord was upon him. When finished, he would roll up the scroll. Yes, all eyes were fastened on him. Sitting down, he said, "This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears." All wondered, how did he know so much? They knew he was Joseph's son. Joseph's was Jesus' earthly father, as I already reminded you. They could not help but wonder how Jesus could speak with such gracious words. Luke 4:22. Now, I told you last time, we always have something from my mother's little red book, her little devotional book that I read in 2008 that comforted me so after my son died. You see, God knew that David would die, and he knew I would need my mother's little book to comfort me along with the Word of God. And so when he died, I was already reading her little red devotional book. Here is today's reading from Gertrude Sanborn. Is there unrighteousness with God? Romans 9:14. In our trials and testings, in our particular circumstances, the Spirit of God asks a question. Is there unrighteousness with God? God forbid. We shall not say why. Why hath the potter power over the clay? Hath he, does not he have power over the clay? I'm glad to read this to you. I wish that you would get my book. Ask for my daily Bible blessing, or just the blessing book by Mrs. Waite that she's reading on her radio program for a gift of $15. I can't give it to you. I will pay the postage. That means that I may lose money. I may have, and I know you probably don't understand all this, and you think that I should just give everything away like some people do. But I pay for this radio program out of my own pocket, and when I give you something, it's from my own pocket. Now, Gigi Jess's, that's Gertrude Sanborn, my mother's words comforted and enriched my soul. It is not unusual for Gertrude Sanborn's word to comfort and enrich me. During her lifetime, she wrote over 300 poems. They are based on her life experience with the Lord Jesus Christ. Several years ago, my husband and I and our family compiled her poems in a beautifully bound book called With Tears in My Heart. It's a lovely little book. It's just about the size of a hand. And anyway, perhaps you have one of these off your coffee table. Mother knew her Bible. In the stresses and disappointments of life, she wrote poems. From my early childhood, her writings have ministered to me in all circumstances. Praise God for such a mother. I'm under God's care.
You've been listening to Just for Women with Yvonne Waite, sponsored by the Bible for Today Baptist Church in Collingswood, New Jersey. We invite you to visit our church Sundays at 10 a.m. and Thursdays at 8 p.m. If you need more information about our church, our broadcast, or our Savior, please call us toll-free 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Email bft@bibleforToday.org. The organist and pianist is Mr. Dick Carroll. Your announcer has been Dr. D.A. Waite, pastor of the Bible for Today Baptist Church. We invite all you ladies to join us next week, same time, same station, to hear Yvonne Waite and Just for Women.
Remember that the unknown is not unknown to God.